collaborating with DCS.
The purposes of distribution requirements planning, DRP, include enabling data capture down to the local level, which facilitates forecast modifications and current inventory reporting. Providing data for distribution facility management and consistent communications throughout the supply chain. What can the supplier do to promote these purposes and better manage stock replenishment? The answer is collaboration. The following are ways suppliers can collaborate with distribution centers, DCS, to improve DRP results. Improve inventory accuracy. Improve inventory accuracy with improved supplier product labeling, accurate case counts, and correct SKU, stock keeping unit, labeling. Improve stocking slash picking slash packing velocity. Improve velocity of stocking, picking, and packing within the DC when the supplier uses best practices such as
palletized unit loads, consistent use of barcoding, standard radio frequency identification tags, etc. Use of an inventory dashboard to better manage the DC's aggregate inventory and space.
Commitment to complete, damage-free, and on-time delivery of every order, accompanied by an accurate packing list. Both the supplier and the organization reap the benefits of a collaborative relationship. A key way to collaborate with other supply chain participants is to link up DRP systems, as is discussed more next. DRP in a multi-echelon environment. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an echelon as a level of supply chain nodes, such as factories, warehouses, and retail stores. Each echelon adds operating expense, holds inventory, adds to the cycle time, and expects to make a profit. C. Disintermediation. DRP is widely used as a scheduling tool in multi-echelon inventory systems to solve the finished goods dispatch problem. Consumer demand is the ultimate factor that drives the DRP solution. Each individual location within the multi-echelon system receives an efficient product flow within the distribution network. The steps involved in the process are as follows. Step 1. Generate the DRP for the selected item from all DCS. Step 2. Use the bill of distribution file to determine the relationship of each DC in the channel to its supplying facility. Step 3. All planned resupply orders for the DCS are loaded directly into the gross requirements of the production plant.